She was sermon by old man Adam. Now I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, madam. I don't mean the Adam Mother Eve mated, but I do mean the atom science liberated. Einstein said he was scared, and when Einstein says he's scared, I'm scared. Oh, life used to be so simple before, when you only had to worry about nuclear war. Then they only had the occasional test, and the only folks heard was folks out west. Back in the good old days, when a nuclear reaction was supposed to be avoided. Now it's supposed to cure unemployment, one way or the other. Well, a nuclear reactor, you understand, is just an atom bomb in a big tin can. But the can is safe, you need have no fear. It's been designed by an engineer. You know the guy in the hard hat at the football game? Sitting in the stands singing, we don't give a damn for any damn man who don't give a damn for us. Throwing up on his shirt. Well, plutonium is a man-made creature. It's not in the ground, it's not in nature. It's not like wood or gas or coal. God wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. This stuff is 20,000 times more lethal than cobra venom. Stays that way 250,000 years. Creating some difficulty when it comes to putting out the garbage. Now, you know, Hydro's got a show they send around to dispel the very anxieties we're trying to stir up. Nonetheless, it's highly educational. For instance, did you know they now have a new thing they call a breeder reactor, which takes its fuel from its own waste? It's disgusting. Every time you use up 4 pounds of plutonium in one of these things, it creates another 5 pounds. Isn't science wonderful? You know, making this stuff, which they do, without having a place to put the garbage, which they don't, it's like putting up an outhouse without digging a hole. Oh, the trouble with these highly technological gadgets is they're made by a man and not by magic. And you'd sooner pass a camel through the eye of a needle than find a foolproof system designed by people. Take CP Rail, take the DC-10, remember the Titanic. Now, if I sound overly concerned about the human element in the nuclear equation, let me put this one to you. If a man of Joe Clark's abilities can rise to be prime minister, by the same token, he could be head of Ontario Hydro. Now, were that the case, and if Three Mile Island happened right here, Joe Clark would be in charge. Thank God he was just prime minister. You got power from the sun and power from the wind and power from the ocean, hydrogen. You got power in the tide of the Bay of Fundy if the powers that be would only put up the money. And there's power in the honey bucket, animal waste. Don't run out, makes methane gas. You know, it's all very simple when you boil it down. We need hydro from shit, not the other way around.